Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent greetings to medical workers across the country ahead of China's Medical Workers' Day. Since the COVID-19 outbreak, a great number of medical workers have raced against time and fought tenaciously against the virus at the front lines. Xi Jinping says they've made significant contributions in fighting the epidemic and demonstrated the noble spirit of giving priority to saving lives with devotion and love. He's called on medical workers to make new contributions to advancing the Healthy China Initiative and improving people's health and well-being. Wednesday marks China's third Medical Workers' Day. Southwest China's Sichuan province on Tuesday morning raised the emergency response for flood control to level 1, the highest in a four-tier scale. Flooding at record levels expected along the Qingyi River, while high water level is also forecast to continue at the lower reaches of the Dadu and Minjiang rivers. This comes after an orange flood warning was issued for the Jialing River and its tributary on the upper reaches of the Yangtze River in Sichuan. A Chinese expert has urged the public to get a flu shot no later than October, warning of the possibility that COVID-19 may collide with the upcoming seasonal flu. Wang Chen, president of the Chinese Academy of Medical Sciences, says that if a patient is infected by both the flu and COVID-19, it will complicate a diagnosis. He says the mortality rate may also rise notably. He says the best time to get a flu shot is before the end of next month and no later than October. A new port was officially put into use on Tuesday to facilitate travel between Macau and Zhuhai in Guangdong province. It's a new step to boost development of the Guangdong-Hong Kong-Macau Greater Bay Area. The Hengqin port will increase the daily capacity for passenger flow between Guangdong and Macau from 750,000 to 900,000. It will ease the pressure of Gongbei port, the main passenger channel between Zhuhai and Macau, which has been running far beyond its design capacity. China has started an anti-dumping investigation into wine imports from Australia. The Ministry of Commerce says the investigation follows a request from the China Alcoholic Drinks Association on behalf of the domestic industry last month. It says the anti-dumping probe will look at imports of wine from Australia in containers holding 2 liters or less in 2019. UK retailer Marks & Spencer says it plans to eliminate about 7,000 jobs as it streamlines management and store operations after sales plunged during the COVID-19 pandemic. London-based Marks & Spencer says the job cuts will take place over the next 3 months in its central offices, regional management, and UK stores. The reductions represent about 9% of the company's workforce. The 2020 U.S. Democratic National Convention kicked off on Monday night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. During the four-day event, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will accept the nomination, and California Senator Kamala Harris will be nominated for his running mate. German authorities have established a new coronavirus testing center inside Berlin's main train station. Travelers arriving in Germany from most non-European Union countries have to undergo compulsory testing. Berlin is also offering free testing to residents arriving from countries which are deemed safe by the German Foreign Ministry.